祷告说
Our brother prayed.
我们能够里面有个强烈的不满足
That we have a strong, that we are not content.
我们如果里面真的觉得我们里面真的度量是大了，我们里面真的觉得给我们能够更多。
If indeed that we feel we have a great capacity within, we ask the Lord to give, to give us an even greater capacity.
只要我们向主要，主会给我们。
As long as we ask the Lord to give us, the Lord will give us.
但是我们里面必须有一个强烈的说出，把你的丰富能够赐给我。
But we have to have this strong desire, Lord, that you will give us your fullness.
我们来读几段的圣经。
We'll read some Bible verses.
希伯来书第二章第一节。
Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1.
希伯来书二章一节。
Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1.
所以我们当越发郑重所听见的道理，恐怕我们随流失去。
Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip.
或者这里可以说，越当越发郑重所听见的事情。
Or you can say that to, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things that we had, which we have heard.
我今天会注重的头一句话。
I would emphasize on that first portion of it.
我们通常过去交通这一段都注重在后面那句话。
In the past, we all often emphasize on the second part of it.
我们来解释这个随流跟逝去。
We have talked about at any time that we should let them slip.
但这里说，如果我们不郑重所听见主的话，我们会失去的。
Here it says that if we do not give earnest heed to the things which we have heard, which is God's word, then we will go by the go the, along with the flow.
我们翻到第三章
，Chapter Three，
第七节到第十三节
，Verse 7 through 13。
圣灵有话说，你们今日若听他的话，就不可硬着心，像在旷野惹他发怒，试探他的时候一样。在那里，你们的祖宗试我、探我，并且观看我的作为有40年之久。所以我厌烦那世代的人说，他们心里常常迷糊，竟不晓得我的作为。我就在怒中起誓说，他们断不可进入我的安息。弟兄们，你们要谨慎，免得你们中间或有人存着不幸的恶心，把永生神离弃了。总要趁着还有今天，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。
Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost said, today if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation in the day of temptation in the wilderness.When your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years, wherefore I was grieved that with that generation and said, They do always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, so I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin.
第五章
Chapter 5
第十一节到第十四节
Verse 11 through 14
论到墨西喜德我们有好些话并且难以解明因为你们听不进去看你们学习的功夫本该做师父谁知还得有人将神圣言小学的开端另教导你们并且成了那必须吃奶不能吃干粮的人凡只能吃奶的都不熟念仁义的道理因为他是婴孩唯独长大成人的才能吃干粮他们的心窍习念的通达就能分辨好歹
Of whom we have many times to say and, heard, and heart to be uttered seeing ye are dull of hearing for when for the time ye ought to be teachers ye have need that one teach you again which be the first principles of the oracles of GodAnd are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that use milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongs to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
我们再读一段哈，提摩太后书第三章。
Second Timothy chapter 3.
我们把第一，我们读第一节到第七节哈。
Verses 1-7。
你该知道末世必有危险的日子来到，因为那时人要专顾自己，贪爱钱财，自夸，狂傲，狂毒，违背父母，忘恩负义，心不圣洁，无亲情，不解怨，好说谗言，不能自悦，性情凶暴，不爱良善，卖主卖友，任意妄为，自高自大，爱厌乐，不爱神，有敬虔的外貌，却背了敬虔的实意，这等人你要躲开。那偷进人家牢笼无知妇女的，正是这等人。这些妇女担负罪恶，被各样的私欲引诱，常常学习，终究不能明白正道。
This also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own self, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent.Fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
我们圣经暂时读这么多。
We'll read this much.
我们再过十天，我们过年了。
About 11 days, into a new year.
今年快要结束了。
Almost finished with this year.
说当我在思想的时候，我们在一年走过来了。
I'm thinking about how we have walked through the one year.
我心中有个感觉哈，我们是否是一年一年的过？
I have this feeling that we go through one year and.
小孩子很想过年。
The kids like to go to a new year.
因为他们很想赶快长大。
They want to grow up.
但是我们今天坐在这里。
But we sit here today.
我们一年一年的过。
And a year passed.
我们是什么心态在过这个一年呢？
Year after year, how are we? What is our attitude?
我们如果是在学校读书的话。
If we're in school.
我们说，哎，我们每一年又升一班了。
So after a year, we go to the next class.
留级的不算啊。
Not
这个，我想我们这里没有多少人留级哈。
Not many of us.
但是我们说我们一年一年的往前走。
But every year we go forward.
对，我们有个目标，就是我要毕业，我要怎么样，我一年年往前走。
We have the goal, that we go forward.
那如果在工作的人呢？
But also at work.
那你怎么过一年的呢？
How do you go through the year?
你可能这一年里面我们做了一些的 project.
Maybe some projects that you have done.
或者你说我这一年又加薪了。
Oh, I have a raise in my job.
我每年以加薪来觉得我每一年过一年了。
Oh, I use the salary the raise that I'm going from year to year.
那好了，我们弟兄姊妹，我们每一年也参加聚会。
The brothers and sisters, we also go.
我们每周都在参加聚会。
Every week we come to the meeting.
我们一年过去了。
After a year.
我们说我们参加了这么多的聚会，我们
all these meetings
是不是成为一个习惯了呢？
Has it become a routine?
我们会不会觉得说，我今天参加了这些聚会，我就以今年跟去年差别在哪里？
What's the difference between this year and last year when I attend the meetings?
究竟有没有差别呢？
Is there really a difference?
我们当然不讲说我们往后退了。
Not to say that we have went.
我们有没有往前走呢？
Have we moved forward?
我们眼睛有没有被主又打开了呢？
Our eyes been opened by the Lord again?
我们弟兄上个礼拜给我们看了一段圣经。
Our brother has read a passage with us.
一节圣经，耶利米书第48:11。
In Jeremiah.
他那里说摩押。他们怎么样啊？他们自幼年以来常想安逸。
That Moab have been at ease from his youth.
他们这个怎么样？好像酒在渣滓里面澄清，从来没从一个器皿倒到另外一个器皿。
That he had settled on his lees and had not been empty from vessel to vessel.
耶利米在这里说哈，有一些人他一生过非常英文叫做 easy life， 很舒适的生活。
Jeremiah is speaking that many people have led an easy life.
他说这个舒适的生活会影响我们属灵的成长。
This easy life will affect how we are spiritual growth.
所以我们今天来看，我们基督徒今天什么叫做 easy life?
So let us look at today what is easy life to Christians.
是什么让我们，你要知道他那里说的气味没变。
it says that the scent did not change.
信主这么多年，每年每年过，气味没变。
And we believe the Lord for so many years, our scent did not change.
所以我们来看看，我们今天我们信主了。
So we see that we believe in the Lord.
我们是不是跟摩押人差不多？我所祈求的、追求的就是给我安逸、平安。
Are we like the Moab? Are we like Moabites that what we pursue is peace?
我们是不是每次到主面前祷告都说解决我这个问题，解决我那个问题
？Do we come to pray to the Lord and say, Lord, solve this problem of mine and that problem of mine?
主啊，我有这个需要，我有那个需要，请你为我成就。
I have this need and that need and fulfill it for me.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们到神面前所有的祷告，差不多只是为这个
？If all our prayers before the Lord is just for these.
我们恐怕会跟这些摩亚人差不多。
And we are like the Moabites.
因为我们所要的就赶快把这些事解决了。
Because what we want is to solve these problems.
为什么我想赶快解决这些事？
Why do you want to solve these problems so quickly?
因为我想开始安逸了。
Because I want to be really have an easy life.
我希望开始没有什么挑战了。
To have no challenges.
你要知道，当我们是这样求的话，
If we pray this way,
我们的神对我们绝对不是新，对我们里面没有什么新的感觉。
That the Lord towards us, we do not have that fresh feeling.
没有这个新鲜的感觉。
No, it's no longer fresh.
我们来看这段，在耶利米里面记载这个，他说要从一个器皿倒到另外一个器皿。
Jeremiah says you have to be empty from one.
什么叫做倒呢
？What is to be emptied?
因为在原来里面这个酒有渣滓。
Because there are like sediments.
Yeah. 他每一次倒的时候，他有些渣滓就不会倒过去。
So every time you pour to the next vessel,
神今天要在我们身上做点事。
The Lord wants to work in our lives.
当主在我们里面做了一些事的时候
，When the Lord has worked in us,
我们好像就被倒。
It's like we have been poured.
当我们被倒，有些渣滓就没跟过去。
And the sediments remain in the old.
但是你发现你我们还是有渣滓的。
But still we have sediments in us.
所以耶利米在那里说，我们要不断的被盗。
So Jeremiah said we have to continue to be.
使我们那个渣滓能够越来越少。
That the sediments will be little more.
渣滓越来越少，乃是让我们越过在神面前是越纯。
That the more and less sediments, and we are more pure before the Lord.
你发现神绝对不自己在我们身上做事的。
God do not just work in our lives.
除非你自己跟他说，请你在我身上做事。
Unless you say, Lord, please work in me.
如果我们没有主动要求他在我们身上做的话，他不做的。
If we do not ask the Lord for action,
绝对不勉强在倒我们这个器皿。
If we do not ask the Lord, the Lord will not do it on us.
除非我们说我们摆在主的手中，主，你随你意来倒在我们身上。
Unless we say, Lord, we are in your hands. According to your will, pour.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们没有主动愿意摆在主手中让他倒的话，
If we do notactively give it to the Lord.
我们一年过一年，我们的味道没变。
Year after year, our scent will not be changed.
你可能没什么觉得，你周遭的人都觉得。
Maybe you do not feel it, but the ones around you will feel it.
只是看有没有人来告诉你说，这么多年怎么都没变呢
？But whether or not people come to tell you that after all these years you have not changed.
我们的味道还是一样。
Our scent remain unchanged.
所以我今天的负担。
My burden today.
就是交通希伯来书第二章第一节。
To share with you, to fellowship with you, Hebrews chapter 2 verse 1.
郑重你我们所听见的道。
To give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard.
我们好好慎重的专心的能够听见神要对我们讲的话。
Earnestly we come before the Lord to hear what he has to speak to us.
我常常问弟兄姊妹。
I ask brothers and sisters.
我说上礼拜天讲什么。
Last Sunday, what was spoken?
我试过最短的时间是两个小时后问的。
The shortest time I asked was in 2 hours.
或者一天、两天、三天都问过。
Maybe 1 day, 2 days, 3 days.
我所得到的答案 90% 以上，等了一会儿，不好，很不好意思的回答，忘了。
90% of the time, 90% of the answers, they waited for a while and said, sorry, I forgot.
你想我一年52个礼拜的聚会。
There are 52 meetings a year.
你基本上是每个聚会都忘了。
You forgot every single meeting.
我讲 90% 哈，这个我相信有些会记住的。
I said 90% because some will remember.
你会发现，当你去看个电影
，After you watch a movie，
你过多久还记得
？You still remember that movie，
并且你很想告诉人，哇，好精彩。
But you still and you want to tell others how exciting it was.
但是我们来聚会听了，当就算当时有点感觉，你发现再过两天忘了。
even at a meeting as well, you felt something at a meeting, but after a couple of days, you forget everything.
我们过去有个同学哈，回国了。
Student went back.
他也不常聚会。
The student haven't been to meeting much.
也不应该讲，也不怎么讲话。
Doesn't speak much.
有时候我们感觉就你听到我们讲什么没有
？Sometimes we wonder, have you heard what we spoke about?
有一次写，我们这过了一年了，收了他一张电邮。
After a year, I received an email from him.
他说我要讲个见证。
He said, I want to tell you a testimony.
这个他有一天这个早晨听到这个信息的。
In the morning, he heard this message.
他说我们是一个瓦器，里面有个宝贝。
We are a vessel. We have a treasure in our vessel.
如果在我们那时候感觉他听得懂这个东西吗
？At that time, we wonder if he truly understand that.
没想到一年后写了一个电邮来。
An email after a year.
他说你们交通了这句话。
You fellowship this word.
他说那天早晨我就在神面前有个祷告。
That morning I have a prayer before God.
我愿意成为那个瓦器，请你来把它打破。
I'm willing to be that earthen vessel. Please come and break it.
我们绝对不知道的哈，因为都没跟我们交通嘛，对不对
？We don't know because he didn't fellowship with us.
他说那天那个祷告，主听见了。
He said that day the prayer, the Lord heard.
他后来在申请学校的时候，全部学校被关门。
After he applies to all the colleges and they all rejected him.
他说你知道我回国都多大的压力
？Do you know how much pressure I am?
家里说你们读完书申请。你读研，只能没学校收你啊！
You want to go graduate school? No school wants you.
啊，只乖乖在老家里面找份工作做。
So you have to go back to his hometown and find a job.
他说那个压力是你不能够想象有多大的压力。
He said you cannot imagine what kind of pressure that was.
但是我非常感谢主。
He said I thank the Lord.
就在那个压力的里面。
Under that pressure.
我找到这个瓦器里面的宝贝。
I found that treasure that's in this earthen vessel.
我怕我讲错，我昨天再把他的 email 读了一次。
I was afraid I would say it wrong, so I read his email again.
他说我找到这个瓦器里面的宝贝。
I found that treasure that's in this earthen vessel.
我今天我感谢主。
Today I thank the Lord.
关了那些学校。
They closed all those doors.
他说如果真的申请上这些学校的话
if I've been accepted,
我前途可能会出事了。
My future will be not.
他没有解释是什么原因。
He did not explain.
但他说他心中非常的感谢。
But in his heart, he said, "I'm very thankful."
他现在也进了研究院在读研了。
He's also in graduate school and right now.
我心中收了这个电邮是心中非常的感动。
When I received this,
非常的安慰。
When I received this email, I was much comforted.
在我没想到能够会听的人，导师给他听见了。
I have not thought this person would hear anything.
并且就在那个时候，对神有个回应的祷告。
At that time, he has a response to the Lord.
我们只要在神面前一个真诚的回应，神做事的。
Indeed, we have a true response. The Lord will work.
所以这里这一句在圣经说，郑重你所听到的道。
That's why here it says to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard.
不然就会随流失去。
If not, they'll be let them slip away.
我们过去好好交通后面这个哈，随流啊，就是飘，失去就是漏。
That we have shared that we'll be going with the flow to be slipped away.
但是我今天是要注重是前面这句话。
But I would emphasize the front part.
我们要做一个郑重主。
We want to be one that gives earnest heed to the word of the Lord.
除了在圣经里面讲的，主再一次提醒我们的，或者在聚会中听到的，我们都应该郑重来听的。
Whether the Lord reminds us through His word or in the meetings, we should give earnest heed.
我们弟兄上礼拜也交通到了，要我们能够记得我们要做一个回归的人。
Our brother reminded us that to remember to be one who is.Returning,
我们能够回归到神原初的旨意上。
To return to the original purpose of God.
我们要回归到那个单纯的里面。
To return to that simplicity.
我用一点点时间，稍微温习一下我这几个月跟弟兄姊妹的一点交通。
And to review what I've shared in this last few months.
我跟弟兄姊妹交通过一次，叫生命与道路。
I've shared with you life and way.
保罗说，我只。不知道别的，我只知道基督和他钉十字架。
I know none other but Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
基督就是我们的生命。
Christ is our life.
十字架是我们的道路。
Cross is our way.
我们今天必须靠基督的生命过活的。
We have to live by the life of Christ.
我们要在生命中来认识我们的主。
To know Him in our life.
所以我们说，我们的主在生命里面引导我们。
That we say the Lord is leading us in our life.
所以我们要注重里面圣灵如何在带着我们。
So we have to pay attention to how the Spirit.
但是我们要走这里面的路的话
，to walk that inner way.
我们需要十字架。
We need the cross.
十字架是那条路，那个神所做的一个方法，使我们能够走上生命的道路。
The cross is the way, the method that the Lord has put there for us to walk on this way of life.
使我们能够走里面的道路。
In order that we can walk that inner way.
说十字架做什么呢
？What does the cross do?
十字架做了一个是对付我们魂生命的一件事。
The cross is to
deal with
our soul life.
也是让我们这个体、啊、能够真的能够说钉十字架
that ourself indeed has been crucified on the cross
说这是主做的一件事情
this is what the Lord
在十字架上所做的
what the Lord has done on the cross
让我们的己生命越过越降低
that our self-life will be
让主的生命能够越过越增加
that the Lord's life will be increased
那第二个事情呢
Secondly,
当主耶稣被挂在十字架上的时候
when the Lord was being hung on
当我们能够接受他的宝血我们重生得救
when we accepted his precious blood and we have been born again
圣经说圣灵就把我们浸成一个身体
that the Spirit baptizes us into one body
我们伯饼聚会那个饼就是说我们只要是重生得救的我们都在这一个饼的里面
when we break the bread that if we are born again we are all included in the
我们是被浸成一个身体
We have been baptized into this one body.
所以我们今天在地上还有一个责任
We also have another responsibility.
我们有一个托付
We have entrustment.
乃是在地上做他身体合一的见证
That should be the testimony of the unity of his body.
因为这是神把我们做成的
That the Lord is
我们不是用外面的方法人工去做这个身体的运作
The Lord has completed this. This is what the Lord is working. We do
这个是从生命当中能够把它运作出来的
But through life, it will work.
所以这是第一个我交通过的生命与道路
I've shared life and way.
我也跟弟兄姊妹交通过生命与侍奉
Life and service.
我用了两个比喻
Two examples.
都在马太福音二十五章的。
Both in Matthew chapter 25.
十个童女。
The ten virgins.
三批的仆人。
And three different servants.
我们知道十个童女乃是讲到基督徒。
The ten virgins are the Christians.
五个聪明，五个愚拙。
And five that are wise, five that are foolish.
当主耶稣回来圣经怎么说五个有油预备好五个是缺少油不是说他没有油
When the Lord returns it says that five have oil and five have lack of oil
换句话说十个都是重生得救的
But all ten of them are all born again
但是有五个是有多的油留在哪里有是少油留在哪里
Five have excess and five have less
主耶稣回来说那有多的能够进来参加我的婚宴
Those that have the oil can enter into my wedding feast
那么缺少的不是没有啊是缺少的被拒绝在这个婚宴之外
That those who have not enough will be rejected outside
所以我们常常讲信主只是起步不是终点
That's why we always say that when you believe in the Lord it's the
你重生的时候才是刚刚开始走这条说走天路
When you're born again, you're just starting to walk on this heavenly way.
还有我们真的把主权给了主，才真正走上这条天路。
It's only when we give our lordship over to the Lord.
我们没有把主权给我们的主，你的天路岂不只是知识上知道在走，你基本上没在走。
If we do not give the lordship to the Lord, then we're not walking the heavenly way.
所以我们不要以蒙恩得救以为满足的。
Do not be satisfied with just being born again.
我们待人信主也不要以为人一想他信主就满足。
And for us to bring people to the Lord,
因为这是一条长远的路。
With just that, because this is a long way.
主给我们的吩咐是把人完完全全引到神的面前。
The Lord wants us to completely lead them to the before the Lord.
所以这十个童女里面，我们今天要求主给我们听到，我们要做那五个聪明的童女。
That may the Lord help us to hear that we have to be the five.
让圣灵在我们里面是多的。
That the Spirit in us is much.
但愿可以满的。
That it will be full.
三批的仆人。
those three groups of servants.
有人有五千，有人有两千，有人有一千。
Five talents, two talents, and one talent.
神的要求对所有给的才干要求是一样的。
What the Lord is expecting is that I
the same.
The same.
我给你五千跟给你一千的要求是一样的。
I expect the same from the five talents and the one talent.
就是要你赚回一倍。
That you have to gain a.
我们不要去羡慕那些恩赐很大的人。
We do not want to and be those who are.
因为神对他们的要求多比我们多多了。
Because what the Lord asked from that is much more than us.
我们感谢主只给我一千。
We thank the Lord that the Lord only gave us one.
主要求我也是赚回一千。
The Lord only wants us to gain another.
我们这里很多人读商的。
A lot of those who are in.
我们的神也有这种观念的。
The school, the Lord has the same.
要我们去经营他所给我的才干。
That will manage what He has given us.
神不要我们做懒惰的人。
The Lord does not want us to be lazy.
坐在家里就会伸手要。
To just stay at home and ask for.
没错，一切都是恩典。
Indeed, all is grace.
但是神从 all is grace， 所以我没有要我们只是坐在那里伸手要。
But the Lord did not just want us to reach out to get something.
神要我们支取这个恩典，而去经营神给我们的才干。
To get this grace and to manage our talents.
如果我们不好好照着主给我们的去经营的话
，If we do not manage wisely.
如果我们不照着主的心意、主的旨意去侍奉的话
，If we do not serve according to His will，
主说，那一天见他的，他说你是又饿又懒的仆人。
And when we see him, he will say, "You evil and lazy servant."
但愿我们能够那一日能够被主说，我们是又良善又忠心的仆人。
That the Lord will say that we are indeed faithful.
我们今天在主的面前哈，我们要看重生命的成长。
Today we want to emphasize on the spiritual growth.
这个我们要看重怎么那个走这个天路这条道路。
And how we're going to walk this heavenly way.
并且我们要知道如何来侍奉他。
And how to serve him.
每个人都有份的。
We all have a part.
没有一个人是缺的，我们都需要的。
We all need this.
第三个
，Third，
我跟大家弟兄姊妹讲，交通过赏赐与天国。
I've shared reward and the kingdom.
你读圣经的话
，When you read the Bible，
讲到无条件的，关于救恩是无条件的。
When we speak of salvation, it's no condition.
那有人告诉我，圣经这么厚，里面讲到有条件的。多太多了。
People have said to me, the Bible is so thick. There are a lot that says talk about conditions.
许多地方都讲是有条件的。
Many places speak about the conditions.
所以我们就发现，无条件是我们重生得救的，全部无条件，只要你相信就可以。
Being born again, that salvation there is no condition as long as you
believe. 但是讲到我们今天要得奖赏。
But to gain the reward,
全部都条件的。
It's all on condition.
不是拿到你面前送给你。
It's not to bring before you and
give it to you. 没什么
事。There's no such thing.
所以我们要来看到，我们第一个感谢主给我们一个没有条件，只要我们相信就能够得到这个属天的生命。
First, we thank the Lord for this unconditional grace, unconditional for salvation. That when we believe, we'll gain this life.
但是讲到赏赐的话。
But to receive reward,
我们主把条件全列出来。
The Lord has listed down all the conditions.
在乎我们有没有郑重听这个的道。
It's up to us whether we have take heed.
我们说赏赐是什么呢
？What is the reward?
我们知道，就是当主在地上建立他的国度的时候
，When the Lord establishes kingdom here,
我们能够与主一起掌王权。
That we will reign with him.
你说我不想做王，我做平民好了。
I just want to be a commoner. I don't want to be king.
这是主的心意。
But this is the Lord.
希望所有重生得救都跟他一起做王。
It is in his heart that he wants that all who have been born again.
但是很可惜的。
But it's a pity.
大部分的重生得救的人都做不了王。
Most born again Christians are not able.
因为满足不了这个条件。
Because we cannot fulfill these conditions, these criteria.
这些话是要对我们每一个人，希望我们都听得见。
These words are.Spoken to all of us.
这个成为能够与主作王
that we can reign with the Lord.
不是做一个特别的基督徒
to not be a special, extraordinary Christian.
也不是做一个怪的基督徒。
Not to be a weird Christian.
乃是做一个正常的基督徒。
To be a normal Christian.
换一句话。
In other words.
我们今天达不到，因为我们都不正常。
We could not reach reach that because.
当我们如果能够好好把这些条件好好在主身面前去活的话。
If we indeed live out before the Lord these criteria,
主的话告诉我们说，我们就是正常的基督徒。
The Lord says, His word says that we are normal Christians.
是能够影响的，因为味道是有变的。
Because we can have effect, because our sense has changed.
所以我有一次跟大家提过，圣经里面叫我们传的是天国的福音。
That the Bible asks us, have us preach the kingdom of heaven.
不是天堂的福音。
It's not that not the not about heaven, not a gospel of heaven, going into heaven.
这个我们今天很可惜的，大部分的传福音都是说你信耶稣信上天堂。
Most that when we preach, we say when you believe in Jesus, you are entering into heaven.
那这个没错的哈。
This is correct.
但是我们要多了一个步骤。
But one more step.
当他有了主的生命之后，
when he has God's life,
我们还要告诉他还有天国的福音。
We have to tell him the gospel of the kingdom of God.
因为天国的福音才是全备的福音。
Because the kingdom of heaven is the whole gospel.
才是一个完全的救恩。
It's a complete salvation.
所以我们今天的聚会查经。
So today we come to the meeting.
我们说我们
study the Bible.
我们舍己背十字架，我们侍奉主。
We deny ourselves and carry our cross and we serve the Lord.
我们是有一个目的的。
We have one purpose.
就是要愿主的怜悯中那日能够进天国。
That in His mercy we can enter into the kingdom of
God. 这也是主的心意。
This is also God's will.
但是我们读圣经。
When we read the Bible.
我发现主在地上就讲。
The Lord, when He was here on earth, He has spoken.
这样的人是少数的。
It's few.
这是很大的一个警告。
It's a warning to us.
因为我们圣经里面提到哈，我们必须在追求主的身上面，我们对自己是暴力的。
In this matter of following the Lord, we have to be violent to ourselves.
不止拼命，还要暴力的。
Not just to do all you can, but to be violent to yourself.
神用了这个词。
The Lord used this word.
中文圣经翻成努力进入。
In the Chinese, it says to work hard.
但是你翻原文是暴力。
But the original text it says violence.
啊，我们整天翘着一个腿在那里聚会啊，读圣经啊，我跟你讲，我们太 easy 了。
We just put our leg up and we just read our Bible and we go to the meetings. It's too easy for us.
所以但愿我们今天给我们在主面前把我们的心能够唤醒。
That today our heart will be awakened before the Lord.
我们愿意付代价的来满足主的心。
That we'll pay the price to satisfy His heart.
我刚刚跟弟兄姊妹读了几段的圣经。
We read some Bible verses.
我再讲一次哈，郑重我们所听见的道。
To earnestly heed the word that we have that we have heard.
希伯来书第五章我们刚刚读过了。
In Hebrews chapter 5,
他那里说这个论到末基洗德你们听不进去。
That about Melchizedek, you do not hear him.
我不是要来谈末基洗德。
I'm not going to speak about Melchizedek.
我是要讲这句话，听不进去。
And to say that of whom we have heard many things to say and
希伯来书的作者在这里说，有些话跟你讲，你就是听不进去。
The author of the Hebrews said that what the word I've spoken to you, you do not hear.
我们要注意，我们会不会有些话我们是听不进去
？We have to pay attention whether our words that we just do not hear.
所以我在思想，有什么东西会让我们听不进神的话呢
？What are things that are hindering us from hearing God's word？
我大概想到三点。
There are three points.
第一个
First,
就是哥林多后书第三章十五十六节里面说有帕子在我们的心里面挡住了。
In Corinthians it says that we have a veil that is blocking our view.
你知道这个帕子当保罗在用的时候是讲到犹太人一个问题。
When Paul speaks about the veil, it's talking about the Jews.
因为犹太人太尊重这个摩西了。
Because they are respectful of Moses.
摩西颁律法下来了。
Moses brought down the law.
我们祖宗这么多年都守住的。
Forefathers have kept the law.
你保罗来说今年不用守律法。
But Paul, you come and say we do not have.
你叫我们怎么会听 敢听你把我讲的?
How do we dare hear of you?
虽然你也是犹太人,
Even though you are a Jew,
啊, 你也是法利赛人,
you also occur,
但是你今天信耶稣了,
but today you believe in Jesus.
你告诉我们不守律法,
you tell us not to hold to the law.
但是你发现犹太人有个帕子把他们完全挡住了,
but you see that the Jews, they have a veil that blocks their face.
我们今天要问他, 在我们的心里面有没有帕子把我们挡住?
We have to ask today that whether in our hearts we have a veil that is blocking us.
或者是什么人物?
Maybe a person?
或者是什么观念?
Maybe a concept?
或者是我们某些的认识?
Maybe our understanding?
在我们的心里这个影响我们没办法进一步能够听见神的话。
That in our hearts is influencing us that we cannot hear these words.
或者我们能够听到一些人的交通。
Or to hear some of the fellowship of others.
所以第一个我能够想到的
one that I can, the first one
就是帕子
it's the veil
你知道朋友们不信主
your friends do not believe
他有个帕子的
they have a veil
他的帕子是什么
what is their veil
世界上没神
there is no God in this world
哦，你开始尽所能的说服他世界上有神
you use all you can and convince him try to convince him
我就跟朋友们说没有一个信主是因为被说服信主的
I said there is no one who can come to believe by being convinced.
乃是他自己碰到神，他就信。
Then he has met the Lord and he will believe.
他的帕子就走了。
And his veil will be gone.
我们今天也一样。
Today is the same.
我们信主之后，我们也可能有帕子的。
After we believe the Lord, we can have.
这些帕子就是我们的观念各方面可以把我们拦住，没办法再走。
All our concepts and everything can influence us that we cannot go forward.
那我遇到有基督徒，他的帕子是什么？他说没有天国。
I met Christians who said that the view is, for them, the view is that there is no kingdom of heaven. He has problems reading the Bible, but when you speak about the kingdom of heaven, he just shut his.
So, 这是帕子.
This is the view.
第二个,
Secondly,
对自己着迷.
Obsessed with himself.
你知道我们今天啊, 这个我们追求主,
we seek the Lord, we pursue the Lord.
有一件事情我, 是有个危机了，就是我们对自己着迷。
There's a crisis if we are being obsessed with ourselves.
我们觉得自己非常爱主。
We feel that we love the Lord.
我们觉得自己非常懂主的话。
We feel that we know the word of God.
我们觉得自己这个对神的事情都已经清清楚楚了。
That we are very clear on all the things of God.
你知道这有个很大的危机。
There is a great crisis there.
就是我们会走偏了。
That will walk astray.
圣经特别留了一卷书给我们。
The Bible has left us a book.
有一个人也有点着迷的。
One who's obsessed too.
这个人叫做约伯。
Job.
神也讲他这个人从来不做恶事。 他是一个义人。
God says that he's a righteous man. He doesn't do anything evil.
但是当难处临到他身上的时候。
But when difficulties come to him.
你发现他那时候也不埋怨。
He didn't complain.
但是他来了他三个好朋友
But three friends came to him
这三个好朋友讲他又犯罪又做错什么事的
That you have sinned and you have done wrong
你发现他的心 他里面被搅动
And his heart was being stirred up
什么搅动都搅动出来了
Everything was being stirred up
我没错
Is that I didn't know
what was wrong 神是无故这样待我的
The Lord has done me wrong
这个他甚至咒诅他的生辰
He even cursed his birth
你发现他的魂里面被 stirred up 被搅动
His whole soul was being stirred up
他一直讲我是对的
He said I'm right
我是对的
I am right
就算以利户讲话了 他里面还是没办法服下来
Even Elihu he spoke and he still could not submit to it
但神爱这个人
But the Lord loved this person
所以神最终有一些问题来问他
Then the Lord asked him some questions
来救这个着迷的人
and to save this one who is obsessed
你发现到最后他讲了一个话
and the very end he spoke
他说我以前风闻有你 我今天亲眼看到你
in the past I've heard about you but today I see you
你知道他一直讲我是对的 我都知道了
he said I'm right I know all of this
但是他后面的结论是我是风闻有你 我根本就不认识你
but he concluded that I have only heard about you I do not know you
我今天亲眼看到你
but today I see you
我就在炉灰中懊悔
that I repent in ashes
约伯被拯救了
Job was saved
神把他从着迷的情况里面把他救出来
The Lord saved him from his obsession.
说这第二个,
this is the second thing.
我们听不进神要对我们讲话。
That we cannot hear God's word.
第三个,
Third.
就是我们已经定型了。
that we have been formed.
我们信主多年了。
We have known the believed the Lord for a long time.
我们已经对主有我们一个基本上一个概念。
We have this basic concept of the Lord.
我们对主的作为有基本的认识。
And we know the basic works of the Lord.
我们有基本对主这些事情的一个想法。
We have a basic thought of how the Lord, the thoughts of the Lord.
如果这个在我们里面成型的话。
If this has taken form in us.
我们就不容易再听到神对我们讲话了。
It's hard for us to hear the Lord speak.
我们只能够回到以前这个模式里面去了。
We can only return to into this form.
我们听不见神今天要跟我们讲的话。
We cannot hear what the Lord is to speak to us.
所以我在这里讲到，当希伯来的作者在说你听不进去。
When the author of Hebrews said you cannot hear it in your dull of hearing.
我归纳了三件事情。
Put it in three things.
一个是我们的怕死。
Our view.
一个是我们的着迷。
Our obsession.
一个是我们已经成型。
We have taken a form.
提摩太后书我们刚刚读的。
Second Timothy, when we read.
他说，他这里说哈，终究学啊，这个常常学习，终究不能明白正道。
Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
他这里说啊，我不能明白。
He said, "I cannot understand here."
哎，这里没有说我根本也不聚会，我当然不明白了。
This didn't say that. Oh, I don't come to the meetings. I
don't understand. 他是说他终究的学习不明白。
But here it says, "Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth." He is learning.
只是学来学去不明白。
But learning and learning, he couldn't understand.
如果你看这个第三章，彼得后书第三章这里说哈。
Second Peter,
第六节
Chapter 3,
他说这里有一些无知的妇女
that there are,
verse 6, 然后呢他说这些妇女沾附罪恶被各样的私欲引诱三章第六节
提摩太
Second Timothy
that it says here that there are silly women laden with sin and led away withDiverse lusts.
你看他这里说啊，各样的私欲。
It says diverse lusts.
不是一样的私欲。
Not just one.
是各样的私欲把他抓住了。
It's diverse lusts that captured the person.
他的私欲他不去对付的话。
If you do not deal with the lusts.
你发现这些私欲是拦阻你明白神的话。
That it will.Hinder you from understanding.
不管你是怎么认真的追求，说我很认真的在学习。
No matter how you said I'm seriously.
只要我有私欲，不愿意去对付的话。
If I do not want to deal with all these lusts.
我们没办法明白的。
Then we are unable to understand.
我们听从私欲，比听从圣灵要讲的话多。
We'll listen to our lusts more than listening to the word.
如果是这样子的话。
If it's that,
就算你每周都来查经
even if you come to the Bible study every week,
你只是在增加头脑的知识
and you're just gaining head knowledge,
你没有主观经历主
you have not have experienced the Lord,
这个是一个终究学常常学习终究不能明白的
that is when you're ever learning and yet you cannot come to the knowledge of
it 我们有时候发现有些人怎么来聚会这么多年每个礼拜都来查经，怎么就是味道不变的呢
？Sometimes we see that brothers and sisters come to the meetings and come to Bible study, and yet so many years they have not changed the sense.
因为他有他的私欲没变的。
Because the lust did not change.
那私欲在他自己知道的。
Only the person knows all the lust.
我要买东西啊，我要上网啊，什么很多私欲不在这里提了。
Maybe I want to buy something. I want to go online. We do not want to list every one of them.
发现这个东西，只要你留它在那里的话，你不会明白神的话。
You realize that if you leave those lusts, that you cannot understand the word of God.
我们由着这私欲的自由发展。
If we let this lust to grow by itself.
雅各书第一章十五节怎么说
？In John James, sorry.
他说：“私欲既怀了胎。”就生出罪来。
When the lusts have
established,
then it came out the sin will come.
所以你会发现啊，我们今天私欲不对付的话，最终带出罪来的。
If we do not deal with our lust, it will bring forth sin.
那如果我们在 indulge in sin, 就是说我再在这个罪里面，这个。被他绑死的话，你发现 你所有的这样读对你来讲都是不明白的。
If we indulge in sin, then what we read, we will not understand.
所以我们今天我们发现，我们要对付罪，首要的对付你的私欲。
Today we say we want to deal with sin. The first thing is to deal with your lust.
那我们怎么对付我们的私欲呢
？How do we deal with our lust?
我在思想的时候，一些跟弟兄姊妹交通。
I'm thinking about it, and I'll share with you.
第一个，好好清清楚。
First, to draw nigh to the Lord.
在主面前承认我有这些的私欲。
To admit to the Lord that I do have these lusts.
你主绝对不先动手的，除非我们很 honestly, openly 跟神说，主啊，你一定要 deal with 我这些事。
The Lord will not deal with us unless we come openly before the Lord and say, Lord, you have to deal
with us. 我们好好到主的面前承认我们这些私欲。
So we have to come and admit to the Lord.
我们承认我不多听清楚这些走不掉的。
That if I do not draw nigh to the Lord, then these will not be will not go away by itself.
第二个。
Secondly.
除去这个使我私欲被挑动的所有的源头。
To put away all the origins of these things that would cause the lust.
今天有一个很麻烦的事。
There is one thing that's very problematic.
今天没有人不上网的。
No one, not didn't all of us go online.
是啊，你先交钱也在网上交。
You do bill pay.
啊，你买东西也不用出去，也在网上买。
You buy things online.
我是讲 necessity 的东西啊，就是需要的。
All your necessities.
但是你叫我们看做了该做的那些。不该做看的全部又继续下去了。
After all, you do what you need to do, you still go on to do what you need to do.
所以我们要除去这个的私欲的吸引的源头，不是容易的事。
To put away this origin of this lust is not easy.
但是我们最少要主动说我拒绝这些事。
But we have to say that we want to reject these things.
第三个。
Third.
能够找到你可信靠的人。请他为你祷告。
To go to one that you can trust and tell the person, ask the person to pray for you.
有人为你祷告，比没人为你祷告来得强。
It's stronger when you have somebody praying.
你一个人祷告，有个人为你祷告，就两个人站在教会的地位祷告，这个是能力大的不得了。
When you pray and another pray for you, you're standing in the position of the church and it's even stronger.
第四个。
Fourth.
彼得前书第四章。第一、第二节说
First Peter chapter 1 chapter 4 verse 1 and 2
他说我们要有受苦的心智
that we are to have to be willing to suffer
受苦的心智不代表你就要受苦
to be willing to suffer does not mean that you will suffer
我们有个错误的观念我苦受的越多我越属灵
We have a wrong concept that if we the more sufferings we have, then we are more spiritual.
没有得马吃的。
It's no such thing.
也没有你去找苦来吃，你就属灵的。
It's not that you go find your own sufferings and you are.
圣经只是讲说你要有受苦的心智。
That we have to have the willingness to suffer.
你发现有些人受苦，有了一点苦之后，埋怨的不得了。
You find that some people when they have a little suffering, they are complaining and murmuring.
他苦是受很多了，但是他没有受苦心，就是说埋怨的不得了。
He suffered a lot, but do not have willingness to suffer. Then you have complained.
你有受苦的心智，神不见得要给你受苦的。
If you have the mind to suffer, the Lord doesn't necessarily give you suffering.
如果你看这个彼得前书第四章，他怎么说这个哈
？How does Peter First Peter chapter 4 here?
他说。因为在肉身受过苦的就已经与罪断绝了你们存这样的心从今以后就可以不从人的情欲是从神的旨意在世度余下的光阴
For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh arm yourselves likewise with the same mind for he that had suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of man but to the will of God
你知道我们如果有一个受苦的心智
we have the mind to suffer
这会保守我们不过放松的生活
it will protect us from living a life that's at ease
你知道放松的生活是我们倒下向私欲倒下的最快的一步
that's the life that will let us lead to the lust
所以你发现圣经就是说我们常常要互相的提醒
that we have to exhort one another
说彼得在这里给了我们一个秘诀
he gave us a secret
这个给我们知道我们要对付情欲的生活
in order to deal with the life of
在主面前有一个受苦的心智
that we have to have this mind to suffer
如果我们说我们要脱离这些私欲的捆绑
if we want to be set free from the bondage.
我们脱离这些罪恶的捆绑。
From bondage of sin.
有一个秘诀。
There's a secret.
跟主说，我愿意有一个受苦的心智。
And you tell the Lord, I'm willing to have this mind, this to suffer.
我们能够对付私欲。
That we can deal with this lust.
我们也对付罪。
And we deal with sin.
我们就能够不至于常常学习，终究不能够明白真道。
Then we will not be ever learning, and yet we cannot come to the knowledge of the truth.
第三个，
Third,
我们回到希伯来书第三章。
Going back to Hebrews chapter 3.
我们刚刚读过这一段的圣经。
We have read this portion.
他说那个世代的人，这个常常心里常常迷糊，不晓得他的作为。
This generation, they are often they err their heart and they do not know God's way.
所以第三个是什么呢？我听了，我不晓得；我听了，我是迷糊的。
That the third is even though I hear, I do not understand and I do not know. And
你很稀奇哈，以色列人经过这个石灾，经过云柱火柱，经过红海，他竟然是不晓得神的作为。
That the Israelites they have been through the Red Sea and the pillar of cloud and pillar of fire, and yet they do not see the, they don't understand.
他们经过这个是没多少人的世代能够经过这个，他是对神是迷糊的。
There are hardly any generation that can go through this, and yet they do not know.
为什么
？Why？
你如果你在看这一段话
，When you see this passage，
这个第九节
，Verse 9，
他说他们观看我的作为四十年。
They saw my works 40 years.
你要看看，他是用观看的态度的。
They have attitude of just looking at it.
我虽然在上面也参与走过了。
I have also involved.
我好像站在第三者在看你们在做什么。
Yet I'm standing like a third party to see what you're doing.
我常常在跟朋友们谈福音的时候。
When I preach the gospel.
我们讲了一些事情，或者他们一起经过。
We talk about something and they have got together with.
回答的是什么？哇，好神奇哦
！Oh, this is amazing.
啊，是觉得哎，这个真的是有点是神迹。
This is like a miracle.
那你说会不会要他信主？不见得。
Does he want to accept the Lord?
因为我是以第三者来观看这件事情。
Because I'm only as a third party watching all that's happening.
如果这个我们用第三者的态度来看的话
，If we are have this attitude of being a third party and
我们永远虽然我们经过了。
啊、跟大家一起走过了、啊、
我们永远有几个问题会问的。
We always have these few questions.
教我怎么祷告。
Teach me how to pray.
你是怎么祷告
？How do you pray？
啊，你怎么不可能的情况里面找到这个工作？你怎么祷告又找到了
？How in the impossibilities and you found this job and you pray and you found
this job？ 啊，你读书是怎么这个难处这个？你是怎么祷告结果过的了
？How do you pray for your studies and you get through it？
或者我们另外一个问题了。
Or another question？
哎，你们说要摇动神的手，神的手什么摇动法
？You said to shake the Lord's hand. How do you shake？
我也想摇动啊，我就是摇不动。
I want to shake his hand, but I cannot shake his hand.
哎，教我这个怎么样了
？Teach me.
你要知道，这都是我们今天以第三者的态度来看这件事。
Because we are standing as a third party and watching all these.
当我们用第三者来看的话，你所有神所做的对你都是迷糊的。
And if we are all like third parties, then all these we will not understand.
有弟兄们跟我们交通道。
The fellowship with us.
门徒们在经过福音书的里面。
The disciples went through the gospel.
他们经过看过耶稣做了许多的事。
They've been through and they see what the Lord has done.
你看到他们何等的软弱。
But yet they were so weak.
因为在那里他们是观看主所做的。
But because there they watched what the Lord was doing.
但是到了使徒行传之后。
But in Acts.
他们再不是观看。
No longer were they just watching.
他们直接向神去支取。
They go to ask from the Lord.
每个支取都是真实的。
They apportion that what is also true.
不晓得神的作为。
They do not know God's work.
我们千万不要做一个在旁边观看的。
Do not be one that's just watching.
看到很多见证，哇，这个做那个做，到我身上完全不用。
All these testimonies of this and that, but
我们有些人很喜欢看见证。
Many of us like to read all these testimonies.
但是我们一定要把这些见证，把它转换过来，成为我们自己的。
But we have to turn this and be ours.
不然这些见证没办法帮助别人，也没帮到我们自己。
If not, then we cannot help others, and it cannot help ourselves.
我们来看看这里，第一个问题就是观看。
First problem is watch.
第二个问题呢
？What is the second problem?
第七节他说不可硬着心像他们在旷野硬着心一样。
It says that harden not your heart as in the days of temptation.
第二个问题在这里讲他们心是硬的。
The first problem is they harden their heart.
他们硬的心是什么？我看环境是不行就是不行。
I see the circumstances is not, it doesn't work, then it doesn't work.
这个环境根本不 work for me, 这个就是不行了。
If I see the circumstances doesn't work for me, that's it.
在他们心中，这可能吗？
They were asking their hearts, is this even possible?
对不对？神要他们十二个探子，那都是教会领袖，对不对？
The 12 spies,
那是以色列的领袖。
The leaders in
叫他们攻进去，可以打进去这个迦南地的。
That you can go and fight and enter.
十个回来都说不行的。
Ten of them return and say, no, we can't.
如果我们在这里看这里的话，
If we see here,
你发现这里说他们是硬着心的。
You see that it says they harden their hearts.
所以我们第二个我们要知道我们不要硬着心。
Secondly, that we do not harden our hearts.
第三个。
Third,
这个在第十二节他说存着不信的恶心。
In verse 12 it says that they have an evil heart of unbelief.
他们常常试探神，试神探神。
They test the Lord.
我曾经 问弟兄姊妹什么叫做试探神。
They tempt the Lord. What it is to tempt the Lord?
啊、我们也要知道什么叫做试探神。
We need to know what it means to tempt the Lord.
有人就回答说：“主啊，你这次给我考试考的哪 A， 我一定信靠你。
”Some will say, "Oh Lord, you give me A in my exam, I will trust in you."
啊，这是不是试探呢
？Is this a temp？、
啊、这是试探。
Temptation? Yes.
我有一次说主，我今天晚上来聚会，你明天就保守我的考试。
One time I said, "Oh Lord, I can go to the meeting tonight, tomorrow."
在我这么多年大学研究院的生活，有一次发生了。
Some graduate
students. 因为那一次我真的读不来。
I couldn't study.
说主啊，你不是说先寻求你的国、你的义吗
？I said, "Lord, you say the seek ye first."
我今天来聚会了，明天早上考试。
Lord, I come to the meeting today, tomorrow morning.
你一定要照你应许做哦。
You fulfill your promise.
那次完全考砸了。
I complete failure.
我自己也知道，心虚虚的跑来聚会，也心虚虚的去考试。
I know in my conscience that I just go to the meeting. I didn't feel good.
这叫试探。
That's to test the Lord.
其实我们读圣经里面就看到他们怎么试探主。
We read the Bible and we
主耶稣被挂在十字架上的时候
，When the Lord was on the cross,
下面有兵丁就问
There are the soldiers asking.
你如果是神的儿子，下来啊
！Come down if you are the Son of God.
我们就信你。
Then we'll believe you.
啊。我们可能我们的血气受不了这种挑逗的。
Maybe we could not, our flesh could not.
所以我们有个弟兄说，我就下来刮你两个耳光，我再跳上去挂在哪里。
Brother said, "Oh, if I were the Lord, I'll just come down."
因为我们受不了这种挑逗的。
Because we do not, we cannot.
主耶稣根本就不跟他斗的，你就讲你的，对不对
？But the Lord did not fight with him.
旁边两个强盗。
The two robbers on the side.
有一个也试探他了。
And one also tempted.
如果你是神的
，If you are God,
救你自己跟救我啊。
Save yourself and save me.
但你发现另外一个强盗是完全不同的反应。
Was a different reaction.
他说：“我们所做的，你还我们受的刑罚是应该，你还不怕
？”We deserve what we have done, but we deserve what we have done, but you're
you're still not scared.
You're not scared.
所以你发现哈、啊，这些就讲到试探了。
This speaks of temptation.
所以我们 tempt 主哈 ，tempt 我们的主哈。所以我们今天哈、啊，我们在这里看了有几件事情。
So we see here.
一个是观看。
That is watching.
一个是硬着的心。
The hardened heart.
一个是不信的恶心。
An evil heart of unbelief.
这个会使我们心里面是迷糊的。
This will cause our heart to be.
不晓得神的作为的。
That we do not know the works of God.
严重的到什么地步呢
？Up to a point, seriously.
主耶稣在这里，在希伯来书讲的哈，他说你就失去那个安息。
That you will lose that rest.
主耶稣说，凡劳苦担重担可以到我这里来，我就给你得安息。
The Lord said, "Come to me, all you who are heavy and heavy laden."
但是如果我们没有这个的话，我们如果是迷糊的话。
If we do not have this,
我们得不到这个安息。
Then we do not have this rest.
所以我们郑重听到的道。
Then we have to take heed of.
三件事情，请弟兄姊妹要注意的。
Three things to watch for.
我们会不会是听不进去主的话
are we dull of hearing God's word?
我们会不会听不明白主的话？
That we do not understand God's word.
我们是不是一直心里都是迷糊的？
In our heart, is it
confused?
I'm confused. In our heart.
如果是这样的话，
if it's thus,
我们会失去我们的主真正要我们得着的。
Then we will lose what the Lord truly wants us to gain.
我们所走的路可能就走偏，或者更严重的。完全走错了。
That when we walk, we might have gone astray, or even worse, we have walked the wrong way.
我愿意用马太福音第十三章跟大家最后来看一下。
Matthew chapter 13.
你知道马太福音第十三章是讲到撒种的比喻。
It speaks about the parable of the sower.
那时间的关系，我不跟大家读了。
I will not read all.
这个。很长的篇幅、
啊、It's a very long passage.
但是我想大家都知道这撒种的比喻了。
You all know about the parable of the sower.
你发现他这里讲了有四种土地。
There are four kinds of soil.
或者四种人。
Four kinds of people.
一个在路旁的。
One on the side of the road.
一个在土石头土浅的。
And among the rocks.
一个在荆棘里的。
And the thorns.
一个是在好土了。
And in the good grass.
所以我们现在看什么叫做路旁呢？
What is the wayside?
他说落在路旁的有恶者把撒进去的种子都拿走了。
That evil one would go in and take out, divert them all.
这个就很像是说当神的话传出来的时候
when,
我拒绝听了。
That when the word of God has been spoken, I rejected it and walked away.
所以你发现那恶者在我们里面做了一些事情。
That the evil one did something.
有些东西是我们不愿意听的，我们听不进去的。
There are some things that we do not want to listen to. And we
我们刚刚讲了怕是着迷定型了。
The view, the obsession, being conformed there.
所以当神这个话来，我们就像路旁的。
So when the word of the Lord comes to us, we are like on the wayside.
我们就没法听到了。
That we cannot hear.
第二个撒在石头上的
Second, upon the stony places,
他说他当下很喜乐的接受了、
they receive it with some joy
那遭遇的患难逼迫他们就跌倒了
When, in tribulation and, persecution, then
我就在想以色列人出埃及的时候
when the Israelites go out of Egypt,
他们发现我不用再替埃及打工了你看一看他高不高兴
Egypt, they were very happy.
他们已经累得都活不过来了
they were so tired.
我现在是不用打工了。
I do not have to work anymore.
神哇，这么多神迹，我们的神很厉害。
On the miracles, God, our God is very mighty.
当他们看到埃及兵追过来，前面是红海的时候，他说我们死了。
When the Egyptians come to chase after them and say, "Oh no!"
神用云柱火柱挡住。
And the Lord used the pillar of fire.
你想你是以色列人里面，我就觉得哇，好高兴啊！你追不过来。
The Israelites must be very happy. They cannot chase after us.
结果还可以在红海走干地。
And yet, they can also.
我相信在他们心中里面是蛮喜乐的。
I believe they were truly joyful.
在他们里面说，我终于能够脱离捆绑了。
That I can finally let go of the bondage.
我终于可以过民主的生活了。
I can live a life of liberal.
今天地上的人都在追求民主。
The people here pursue democracy.
但是你发现，一进入荒野，
when they enter into the wilderness,
看到水是苦的，埋怨了。
When the water was bitter, they
没水埋怨了。
No water, they murmur.
没东西吃埋怨。
Nothing to eat, they murmur.
天天吃一样的埋怨了。
They eat the same thing every day, they murmur.
不停的埋怨。
They murmur always.
为什么会到这样呢
？Why?
这个就像这里的土浅石头上。
They do not have much earth, and they were on stony.
一开始听到一些话，觉得哇，这些话对我太好了。
They hear these words, they love these words.
但是，一面对一点点的难处之后。
After some difficulties,
完全就退走了。
They went away.
这个因为他们所有经历的都是观看的。
Because all that they have experienced was just watching.
没有第一手的经历。
You don't have first-hand.
你如果查经，一直就是在那里观看，或者是人群，要喜欢在人群当中。
If you come to Bible study and you're just among people,
你不愿意是我要的第一手经历。我所信的神就是我的神。
If you do not want to say, Lord, the one who can have first-hand experience,
我不管你在信主十年、二十年，你永远还是一个观看的人。
No matter how long you believe in the Lord, maybe 10 years before,
你就像这里在石头上的人。
You're just like the one on the stony place.
一开始觉得这些话很好，我都接受。
You think this is very good and you accept it.
只要一遇到困难，我就退。
When difficulty comes, you back away.
为什么
？Why?
因为没有根。
Because there are no roots.
这个根乃是我们第一手必须经历的。
The roots means that we have to.
当你没有根的时候
，If you do not have the roots,
主对你，可能你还是有个很大的隔阂在那里。
There's still a big divide between you and the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，来到主面前，切不要再做一个被动的人。
When you come to come before the Lord, you
要做一个主动的人。
You have to be active.
主动到主面前说：“主啊，我要。”
You cannot be passive.
我要认识你。
I want to know you.
我要经历你。
I want to experience you.
我要知道你是那一位连锁的这么真的神。
I want to experience that you are the one.
我要你在我生命中也是这么真实。
That in my life you are just as true.
我们就能够脱离，不是在石头上。
That we can leave the stony place.
第三个，撒在荆棘里的。
There are those who are among the thorns. 他
说在荆棘里的是什么人呢？
Who are those?
啊、这个是22节，他说就是人听了道世上的思虑财、钱财的迷惑，就把道挤住了。
When they hear the word and yet the care of this word, the deceitfulness of riches choke the word.
你说这种是什么人、
啊、Who are these?
这种是常常学习终究不能明白的。
Ever learning and they cannot come to the knowledge of the truth.
那他今天我想往前走，东西就卡住了；要往前走，东西就卡住了。
You want to go forward and something choked at you. They want to go forward again.
你说什么世上的思虑从哪来的？
Where does the care of this world
come from? 世上的思虑是从私欲来的。
It's from lust.
因为我要这个。
Because I want it.
我要那。
I want that.
我就追求这个。
I pursue.
我要安逸。
I want ease.
当我追求这一堆东西的时候，你发现你所有的思虑把你霸占了。
That all your thoughts are on those things. Are
这里只讲了一个叫做贪财。
But here it speaks only one.
为什么要财？
Why do you want riches?
因为我住的舒服一点。
Because I want to.
我可以买好一点的东西。我讲好一点点，给我的孩子以后生活好一点。
And my kids can have better life.
但是他在这里说，如果你是追求都是这个，
But if all you pursue are,
你就是在荆棘里面长的人。
And you are those who are growing among the thorns.
你虽然已经重生得救，
Even though you have been born again,
这些荆棘把你绑死了。
These thorns are just capturing you.
你终究学习，终究学。你常常学习，终究都不能。
Ever learning and yet you do not come to the knowledge of the truth.
诗篇十六篇，大卫讲了一句话。
In Psalm 16, David said.
他说：“以别的代替神的，你的愁苦必加增。”
If you place others, replace God. By
为什么这里说他的世上的思虑会这么多呢
？Why are these so much cares of this world?
大卫解释这个话。
David explained this.
你的思虑多。
When you have all these cares,
因为你以别的代替耶和华。
If you have replaced the Lord with others,
当你以别的代替神的话，
when you have replaced God with others,
神从来没允许过你得安息的。
The Lord has not promised you rest.
你带出的结果就是思虑更多。
When what you brought out is all of these cares.
所以我们今天哈、啊、要脱离这个荆棘的在这里把我们捆住的话，
if you want to leave the thorns that come.You,
我们的确是要对付我们的私欲的。
We have to deal with our lust.
不然我们就不会明白。
Then we, if not, we will not understand.
那最后一个是撒在好土的。
Last on the good ground.
我们说这个乃是他能够听得见神的话。
That one can hear the word of the Lord.
他有一个柔软的心。
A very tender heart.
他有一个受教的心。
Teachable heart.
他有一个能够服下来的心。
A submissive heart.
他是主动要去经历的。
Proactively he wants to.
他是一个脚印一个脚印经历主。
One footprint at a time.
绝对不贪。
Do not have greed.
永远说保罗怎么说？我不是以为我得着了。
That the Paul said, it's not that I have already gained.
他到老年的时候，他还讲这句话。他说：“我不是以为我得着。”
Even in his old age, he said, it's not that I feel.
我还是竭力的追求。
But I press on.
活着，我能够得到耶稣基督所要我得着。
That I may gain what the Lord has wanted me to gain.
到了他快要离世的时候。
Before he leaves this world.
他才说：“我该走的路走完了。”
He said, I have finished the course.
我要打的仗打完。
I fought the battle.
我要守的道守住。
I hold fast to the faith.
保罗被主用。
And Paul was used by the Lord.
但是他是到要面对死亡的时候，他才敢讲这句话。
It's only when he was facing death that he.
不然的时候，他还是说我还是竭力的追求。
If not, he said, I press on.
只要我还在地上，我就竭力的追求。
As long as I'm on this earth, I press on.
因为主要有得着我的。
Because the Lord has something to gain.
要我得着的。
The one that he wants to gain of me.
这个是好土。
This is good ground.
所以马太福音给我们四种的人。
Matthew showed us four people.
这四种人今天在神的家中都有。
We have all four kinds in the house.
如果你看马太福音第十三章的话，
If we read Matthew chapter 13,
神的家中还有第五种人。
There's a fifth kind of people.
Supposedly, 神家啊，教会不会有这种人的。
Supposedly, in the church of God.
但是今天的地上教会反常的一个现状。
But an abnormal condition of the church.
有第五种人。
There's a fifth kind.
你如果你读这里哈，这个稗子的比喻哈。
The parable of the tares.
他说。这个第二十七节、啊、田主的仆人来告诉他说主啊你不是撒好种在田里从哪里来稗子呢主人说是仇敌做的
In verse 27 says So the servants of the household came and said to him Sir did not thou sow good seed in thy field from whence then had it tares He said to them an enemy had done this
稗子就是恶者之子
The tares is the son of the
这不应该在神家中出现的
They shouldn't appear in the
但是这种人也在神家中出现。
But yet they appear in the house of God.
这种人外表装起来，他非常爱主，非常属灵。
On the outside, they love the God and very.
但是圣经在这里说他是稗子。
And yet here the Lord, the Bible says they are tares.
什么叫稗子？
What are tares?
他从恶者种下来的。
The enemy has done this. 他
是这种恶者种下来的。
The enemy has planted this.
你不容易分的。
It's hard for you to differentiate.
这不容易分出来的。
It's hard to differentiate.
并且在这里他说，有一天是主要在分的。
But here, the Lord one day will come and differentiate.
这个是不应该出现的。
But this is supposedly not to happen.
所以我们要知道，我们今天在神家中是一，我们要非常的谨慎。
So and today in the house of God, we have to.
除非我们是在主面前是一个认真的人。
Unless we are serious before the Lord.
不然的话，我们就迷糊了。
If not, we'll be so confused.
一个小孩子为什么说你说你不要随便跟陌生人走
Why do we tell a child not to go with a stranger?
因为他对所有人都是好人
Because he feels everybody is
a thief. 他不知道这个世界有多险恶
They do not know the evils of this world.
我们今天在神家中
In the house of God.
如果我们不成长的话
If we do not grow.
刚刚我们读过你根本不懂得怎么分辨好歹
You do not know to discern good and evil.
在神的家中是分辨。
In the house of God to discern.
所以我们知道，今天给我们看到今天这个的环境。
To see this environment.
给我们知道，今天我们要好好在主面前成长。
To show to us that we have to grow before.
我们要做一个能够听得见主话的人。
One who can hear the word of God.
那我们能够走在一条正路上。
That we're able to walk on this straight path.
我们弟兄上礼拜给我们看了另外一段圣经。
Our brother read with us a passage.
提摩太后书第二章。
Second Timothy chapter
2. 他说今天神的家是好像一个大户人家。
And a great household.
神的家不应该是大户人家的。
It shouldn't be like that.
我刚刚漏了读了一个马太福音里面说这个他说天国像一个芥菜种芥菜种是很小的。
The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed.
说长出来只是一个菜。
When it grows, it's just a little
但是他说它长起来长成一棵树。
But it grows to be a tree.
并且有撒旦这地位在当中的
But it has, the position of
这是反常的一个表现
Satan has ground there. That is, abnormal.
因为教会的成长天国应该是一个小小的菜
When the church grew the kingdom of heaven should be like a little vegetable 所以当
它长了这么大的时候
When it grew up to be like a tree
所以它什么样的人都在里面
There's all kinds of people
所以到底保罗在这里讲大户人家
When Paul said speak about the king's house
他有金器银器
Have gold vessels
有木器瓦器
wood of wood and of earth.
他说：“我但愿你们都能够成为金器跟银器。”
That I hope that you can all be vessels of honor, gold and silver.
我们今天蒙恩得救了。
We are all been saved by grace.
我们跟从这条天路不是一条容易的路。
This heavenly way is not an easy way.
所有弟兄们告诉我们说：“不要准备抬着轿来上天国。”
Do not think you will be lifted up to go into enter into the kingdom of heaven.
我们是要用力的。
We have to use our strength.
我们是要用功的。
We have to work.
我们是要用心的。
Have to use our heart.
我们在神里面是拼的，是暴力的。
That we do our best, we are violent.
如果我们能够如此的激烈
If we can be like that.
我相信主在我们身上要给我们对主不断的新鲜的认识。
That the Lord will open up to us even a fresh knowledge of Him.
在一年要结束了。
The year is coming to an end.
当我在寻求主的时候
I'm seeking before the Lord.
这句话进到我心中来
This word came into my heart.
越发郑重所听见的道
Take earnest heed of what you have heard.
因为我们太容易倒的人
Because we easily fall.
我们是太爱自己的人
We love ourselves.
因着爱自己，所以我们不敢对自己要求太多。
Because we love ourselves, we do not ask much from ourselves.
因着如此
，and because of this,
我们会失去神真正要给我们的祝福。
We lose the blessing that the Lord is going to give us.
我们要失去在主里面真正的安息。
We'll lose the true rest that is in the Lord.
但愿我们能够听到主一直对我们的呼喊。
May we hear the call of our Lord.
我们能够回转。转向他
that will return toward him.
像我们那个年轻的弟兄，这个听到瓦器要破碎，宝贝才能够认识，他愿意瓦器宝把被打碎。
Like the young brother who have heard, and in order for the treasure to show forth, the earthen vessel has to be broken, and he is willing that his earthen vessel be broken.
我但愿我们在主面前，在年终的时候，我们彼此的劝勉。
That in the Lord at the end of the year will encourage one another.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
求主切切的怜悯我们。
That to have mercy on us.
给我们听得见他的话。
That we're able to hear his word.
我们能够郑重听他的话。
And take earnest heed his word.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你把你这些话赐给我们。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for giving us these words.
主，我们把你的话再次。主，摆在你的面前。
Lord, we put it before you.
主，我们切切求你真的怜悯我们。
Lord, we plead to you, have mercy on us.
我们是一个常常偏离的人。
Lord, we often go our own way.
但主啊，求你的手不要放松。
But Lord, your hand hold on.
能够抓紧着我们，使我们能够一直还走在正路上。
Hold us tight to walk on the straight path.
主，开我们的心窍。
Open our hearts.
能够接受你的话
that we can receive your word.
能够明白你的话
we can understand your word.
把所有这些拦阻的，就求主在你的怜悯中能够出去
and in your mercy, do take away all these hindrances.
主，我们愿意在这里，我们彼此代求
Lord, that here we pray for one another.
求你得着我们
that you gain us.
能够走上这蒙福的路
to walk on this path of blessing.
主，我们需要
Lord, we need you.
我们切切需要
Lord, we earnestly need
you. 一年又到了年终
It's at the end of the year.
我们有时候觉得不知不觉我们又一年一年的过去
Lord, unknowingly we feel that it is past again.
主，不让我们再这样糊里糊涂的一年一年的过
Do not let us lead this life.
主，但愿在前面的日子
In the days to come.
主，我们每一年的过
That year after year.
都有切实在你面前的学习
that we have true learning before you
在你面前都有真实的认识
a real understanding
主啊听我们从心中向你的呼求
hear the cry from our hearts
怜悯我
have mercy on us
怜悯你的教会
have mercy on us
在今天这幕后的时代
then this end time
但愿还能够有光能够闪出来
there's still light that can show forth
听我们祷告
hear our prayers
奉主耶稣救的名
in Jesus name
Amen, Amen.